We're back on with Colter Lubin from the DNR out of Escanaba. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
Yep, anytime.
I'm going to talk a little trapping here in a moment and check on the season so far from your perspective, but I want to continue with the snowshoe hare hunting discussion. We talked about how the numbers look great. It's been a phenomenal year. Snow conditions at times tearing up the dog's paws and ankles and how to kind of protect against that or treat that. And you also mentioned a lot about how with technology now, you can track your dogs with GPS collars. You can actually watch, you know, and see visually how they're circling around and listen and kind of combine all this information. And I want to talk about that for just a second, because that's really changed a lot with snowshoe hare hunting out there. I mean, you can literally watch your dogs on a screen. That has to be a tremendous amount of advantage for information.
Yeah, and, you know, if you go on enough forums and talk to enough people, there's varied opinions across the hound world, whether that's cat hunting, bear hunting, or hare or cottontail rabbit hunting, about GPS. And I'm just going to speak personally for my case. So, unfortunately, I'm pretty hard of hearing, 75% to 85% loss without my hearing aids in, which are always in. But, and I'm still hard of hearing with them. So that GPS and those collars and me being able to, you know, have bark detection on my dog has allowed me to enjoy a sport to the level that everybody else is, even though I'm obviously, you know, deficient in something that is a major part of hare hunting, which is hearing the dogs. And I grew up hunting cottontail rabbits. We never had collars at them, and that's part of it. Just my dad was kind of up the old school, because his dad was definitely old school. They just didn't have that technology. You know, if a cottontail gets out 300 yards, that's a long ways for a cottontail. So you can usually hear that, especially people with good hearing. So it's not as important. But up here in hare hunting, I mean, especially as we get closer to breeding season or with the snow conditions, with them being able to fly across the top, I mean, it's nothing for a hare to be out 500, 600, 800, 900 yards. And you can't hear those, even somebody with great hearing. And those GPS collars, they do a couple things. They give you a peace of mind in knowing where your dogs are, which keeps the enjoyment in it. And what also does, it is an advantage, I'll be honest. Especially if you get a hare that's doing a real good circle. And when I mean a good circle, like staying true to it. So it does one, then two, say three. And then you can just get in on that circle. And a lot of times you can kind of figure out where that is without a GPS collar. But with a GPS collar and having that on your handheld in front of you, you are no doubt going to find it, because it's right there in front of you.
Yeah, that's a great example. Let's talk about how you're getting around. We talked about how the dogs are, you know, more than doubling their speed with the conditions that are out there right now, staying on top of the snow, so to speak. But what about you? I mean, what are the conditions like right now? Because I know you've hunted up here a lot in Marquette County. You've hunted all over the place in the UP. What are the conditions like for you to get around? Do you need snowshoes right now?
Yeah, you definitely need snowshoes. I mean, I've had snowshoes on since, I think, the very first day I hunted, November 8th, was the only day I have not worn snowshoes all hare hunting season. I love snowshoes because of, you know, the mobility it gives you in this deep snow, but, you know, I use Tubbs Mountaineers. They're longer ones. I love them. The thing I will say about a lot of these newer style, I call them snowshoes, the plastic, the composites, the aluminum, they make a lot of noise. And, you know, we don't think as noise as much when you're rabbit hunting because, you know, that there's dogs barking and stuff, but when that hare is coming back to you, or that cottontail is coming back to you, you know, you got to be quiet. You got to shut up, as I say, because they can hear. They're way out in front of the dog. You know, they got all their senses. So that's important to be quiet. And wearing snowshoes is kind of, it's a loud thing, so you just need to be, you know, just need to know you have them on and just keep those as quiet as you can.
Excellent tip there. All right, quick, let's talk about how trapping season's looking from your perspective out of the DNR office in Escanaba.
You know, obviously, for most, Fisher Martin season is over. And I think, you know, that deep snow we're talking about, that was here the entirety of that season throughout pretty much most of the UP, for sure the UP that I see at work, you know, the critters that we're getting in. And I think they struggled. People just did not get out in the numbers. I think the people that got out did well if they found food source and they found where those Fisher and Martin were moving around. But I think just limiting factor, right? You know, you couldn't get into those two tracks that maybe normally you were able to. So limited access, I think just maybe there was less animals harvested this year in that Fisher and Martin category.
For sure. I would totally agree with that from everybody I've been talking to as well. So, Colter Lubin from the DNR in Escanaba, thanks for your time, man. We'll talk again soon, huh?
Yep, for sure. Anytime, Adam, and you have a good weekend.
Good luck this weekend with your boys.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm just filming. I'm not taking my guns.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, that'll be
interesting. Well, I'm filming other people. There'll be plenty of guns out there.
I hope you put some of that stuff up on Creeper Book so we get to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it on there.
This is The Outdoor Show.